Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Wall Street opens down this morning. Just one of the numbers we're following. Kelly Evans, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joins us now to talk about that and another number out this morning. Productivity numbers for the spring quarter just out. The surge was the largest in 6 years. Kelly, how do you explain it? And what does it mean for, say, inflation?
Well, this surge was basically because while the economy contracted in the second quarter, the hours worked by U.S. workers fell more. So companies, as they sort of cut costs in the recession, have been able to squeeze more and more out of fewer workers.
Now, it's painful for workers, but as far as Ben Bernanke is concerned, meeting today to discuss sort of interest rates, it's maybe another sign that the inflationary pressures are down.
Yeah, I don't think inflation right now is sort of showing up in the data we're looking at, and it doesn't really remain a concern. There's still some people who argue that the deflation, the opposite, is still a threat. So again, you know, productivity, by the way, typically peaks towards the end of recessions. It's often not sustainable to see numbers like this, and you want productivity long term for sort of the health and vitality of an economy. But often to do that, you have to start adding workers and getting back to a normal period of economic growth.
Well, our buddy Lakshman Ajithan would be angry if I didn't ask this question. So is productivity a leading or a lagging indicator as you're looking at it now?
You know, I think this actually is pretty, I will say, coincidental, which means it tells us exactly what was happening in the second quarter. But right now, as we know, we're already moving towards the second half and the end of the year.
All right. Kelly Evans, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much. Talking about the amount of output per hour of work rising by the largest amount in almost 6 years. Thanks, Kelly.